Jacob, Blake tweeted earlier this weekend is, you know, and it drew a lot of attention. You're a fellow American in this room. What were your thoughts when you saw the tweet?
I support what he said. It's tough. I think it's interesting time in America right now, but it's important that people talk about it. And there's both ways to see it. And I've talked to some of my best friends who are on the other side, and not the other side. I shouldn't say that, but. It's tough. It's not easy to take a stand, but it's important to take a stand. And it's for me, I think it just comes down to the respect aspect. And I think a lot of the stuff that he's done is very disrespectful to a lot of people on a lot of different levels. And it takes a lot of courage to stand up to that. And I think it's as courageous as what Blake did and what a lot of athletes are doing.
Do you feel as an athlete that you're getting pulled more into politics than you would have, say, when you first started your career?
Donald Trump also wasn't president at that point. I think, for better or for worse, he's done some controversial things, which, I mean, you can decide if you like them or not. That's more of a personal choice. But to call football players son of a bitches and privilege, I think, is... I don't think any athlete really agrees with that, and I don't think... you're not going to look around this room and a lot of different professional sports rooms, and it's tough to say that about people, and that's where it is for me. It's just it's disrespectful, and that's not someone that I like looking up to, and I hope a lot of younger kids don't look up to that and treat people that way.
You mentioned it's not easy to take a stand on stuff like this. What, I mean, you speaking about it now, does that come with concerns for you?
No, I can sit here and ask me whatever you want. I'll give you an honest answer. I don't really care what other people think of my opinions. They're my opinions. And like I said, I've had conversations with some of my best friends who are in this room, who are also fellow athletes. And I understand the respect for the flag. And I think it's two sides. They're not trying to disrespect the flag by what they're doing. They're standing up for other issues. And I think that's kind of where it's a bit, not confusing, but people say you got to respect the flag, and I 100% agree with that. A lot of people have fought for that flag, and we're very lucky to live how we do because of that. And but at the same time, there's a lot of people who, to be honest with you, don't live as comfortable as we do because of some of their choices, and I don't think they're getting the same amount of respect that they deserve. And it takes people who have a platform, who have a bigger voice, to stand up for that, and it's that's what's going on. So it's interesting, and it's something that's important that is being talked about.
Do you think we could see a similar type of protest spill over to the NHL with players taking a knee or sitting the anthem out?
Maybe. You're not going to see that from me. I understand why they're doing it, but for me, there is that respect for the flag. And I mean, I've been fortunate enough to go to a lot of different countries, and I realize how lucky I am to be an American. And I mean, you got to kind of unite together. That's the big thing. And I think some of the things that he says driven a wedge in between people. You bring up, you're talking about it, but at the same time, people are dividing, and you can't have that. You got to have everyone be, at least for me, you got to be proud to be an American and know what the flag stands for. For me, that doesn't mean that I don't agree with what they're standing up for, but I think the flag does also represent something, and for me, it's different for everyone. But for me, I think it's important to show respect to those before you.
But would you have, so if you had a teammate, though, take a knee or choose that, would you still, you would support them, though, in their
I'll
right
support
decision?
Them in that. I think that's it's an important thing to stand up for, and I would take part in supporting them, but I would not personally sit down or take a knee during the national anthem. But yes, I 100% support what they're doing and what they're fighting for.